Fires at the construction sites of luxury homes and ski resorts, the destruction of mink farms and slaughterhouses. Over the last 3 years, the radical environmental group known as the Earth Liberation Front has claimed responsibility for dozens of such acts. Until recently, all these acts of sabotage to new development took place in the West and Midwest. But in the last couple of weeks, the Earth Liberation Front has come to the East Coast. In Suffolk County, Long Island, the group is claiming responsibility for the destruction of at least 9 luxury homes under construction. Authorities are having a hard time catching any members of ELF, a group so decentralized that some actions may have been carried out by individuals acting alone. From New York, NPR's Margot Adler reports.
The Earth Liberation Front's most recent action on Long Island took place right before New Year's Eve. During a huge snowstorm, the devices used to start the fires were crude. One house was painted with red graffiti. "If you build it, we will burn it," it said, similar to a slogan used after a fire set in Arizona. The Long Island Builders Institute has offered a $10,000 reward for the arrest and conviction of those responsible for the fires. Detective Sergeant Dodd Amrine is with the Suffolk County Police Arson Squad.
Basically, I think they're just criminals using this is a cause to cause the damage and criminal mischief, and they're endangering, you know, the firemen that respond and the public.
The county police and the FBI have teamed up to investigate some of the incidents. The Earth Liberation Front usually picks places where development and preservation intersect. Richard Amper, executive director of the Long Island Pine Barrens Society, says it's not surprising that Long Island has become a target. It's a perfect model of suburban sprawl. By 2015, he says, there will be only 9,000 acres of farmland left on Long Island, and developers have been given carte blanche, resulting in traffic congestion, water and air pollution, and high taxation.
Obviously, deer don't go to school, so preserving open space makes as much economic as an environmental sense. So we're overtaxed, we're heavily congested, largely because the island has not been merely developed, but rather overdeveloped.
Earth Liberation Front actions have taken place in at least 9 states. The group was founded in England several years ago after the radical environmental group Earth First decided to become more mainstream. Earth First members who did not want to give up doing illegal actions created the Earth Liberation Front. And ELF often joined actions with the Animal Liberation Front, another originally English group founded in the 1970s. ELF has claimed responsibility for dozens of acts of sabotage, including the fires at the Vail Ski Resort in 1998, which caused an estimated $12 million in damage. The group has claimed responsibility for the release of 5,000 mink at a Michigan mink farm, the destruction of a slaughterhouse in Redmond, Oregon, and the setting of fires in offices at Michigan State University, where they targeted a genetic engineering program. ELF communiques say they are inspired by the Luddites, the Levelers, and the Zapatistas. They call themselves the burning rage of this dying planet. Craig Rosbrough is the official spokesperson for the Earth Liberation Front. A vegan baker in Portland, Oregon, who has been arrested more than a dozen times for civil disobedience, Rosbrough says he has never been involved in any of the group's illegal actions.
I receive anonymous communications from the organization claiming responsibility for actions that have already occurred.
Rosbrough says he became the group spokesperson because he publicly had expressed sympathy for illegal acts of economic sabotage. The Earth Liberation Front, he says, is organized in autonomous cells.
They are anonymous in the sense that they're unknown to the public, including myself. They're unknown not only to the public, but also to one another, so different cells don't know who they are. And instead of following a physical leader, they follow an ideology. And the idea being that if you believe in that ideology and you follow a certain set of guidelines, you can claim your action as part of the Earth Liberation Front.
In other words, it is possible for an individual to believe in ELF's ideology and do an action on behalf of the organization without anyone else knowing about it. Rosbrough has been subpoenaed in various grand jury investigations out west, and last February his home was raided and his computer files taken. But it's not clear that any people involved in ELF actions have been caught so far. Rosbrough claims the group has never caused an injury to a human being or an animal, but a number of firefighters have suffered smoke inhalation, putting out blazes, and some investigators believe there have been some close calls. Richard Amper of the Long Island Pine Barrens Society has only harsh words for the Earth Liberation Front.
They're not environmentalists, they are terrorists, so there's no news that they're bringing to us, and they're clearly not going to solve the problem of overdevelopment by burning down a few houses. So it's not only wrong, it doesn't work.
But Craig Rosbrock counters by saying that ELF is not trying to awaken awareness or garner public support.
The truth of the matter is, you know, the American public is not going to seize what I consider the intelligence of economic sabotage, because we've been trained not to. We've been trained to see that as terrorism. Why I push for using the term economic sabotage is because that's what it is. Usually, these entities are destroying the environment for the sake of profit, and they're not going to listen to morals or any sort of ethics that are telling them that it's not a good idea. What they are going to listen to is if they stand the chance of losing a lot of money in their pocketbook.
But whether you call it economic sabotage or eco-terrorism, there's more of it than you might imagine. A study last year by The Oregonian, a Portland-based newspaper, concluded that there have been more than 100 incidents of ecological crime since 1980, with a total cost of $42 million in damage. Only a small percentage of those crimes have been solved. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.